This is Wade Rasky with the Chief Organizer's Report on DocuFund and the Philippines. Two interesting meetings, one in San Jose and the other in the North Bay city of Petaluma in Sonoma County, brought the issues of immigrants, both documented and undocumented, in California into stark relief. I tracked down Davin Cardenas, co-director of the North Bay Organizing Project and lead organizer for their tenant organizing for many years. We knew Davin well from the Organizers Forum dialogue in Bolivia several years ago and keep in touch. My first concern was to find out how the coalition they had organized was doing in their efforts to rekindle a petition drive around rent control in Santa Rosa. They'd narrowly lost last year at the ballot, but in the aftermath of the disastrous fire that raged through Sonoma County, the shortage of housing and high rents was an even greater issue, so they were in the middle of another signature drive to see if they could put the issue on the ballot again. We'll dive deeper into that discussion another time, but one of the interesting things Davin shared, especially given Acorn's experience in the aftermath of Katrina, was her own efforts to organize support for undocumented workers and their families in the area after the fire. They organized something called UndocuFund. The idea was simple. There are some 3,000 undocumented workers in Santa Rosa and more in the county. Many of them lost work and housing in the fires, which displaced both rich and poor indiscriminately. The difference is that FEMA does not support undocumented immigrants, so the UndocuFund was designed to provide similar emergency cash support to fill the gap for these families. Davin said they hoped to raise $500,000, but they hit a chord and raised over $6 million, gaining a lot of attention. In the 6 months or so since the fire, they've already given out more than two-thirds of the money and are getting ready to make an additional appeal since some of the same issues persist. Fires in the Santa Barbara area also triggered establishment of an UndocuFund in that area. This is a real unique organizing breakthrough. Less encouraging was a meeting I had earlier in the day with an immigration lawyer based in San Jose who specializes in dealing with issues relating to immigrants from the Philippines. In his caseload, the issues were less about documents and more about other issues where predatory practices target immigrants. His other concern was for families caught in a crossfire of the government in the Philippines and its extrajudicial killings that are a little more than a mass vigilante activity triggered by concern over drugs. At one level, my friend was shocked at the amount of support some of these actions had among the Filipino community. At another level, the organizing problem became how to offer support to people and institutions willing to stand up for justice and the rule of law. The issues are daunting and effective strategies are elusive, but as Davin's experience indicated, where organizers and organizations are close to the ground, feeling the pain and moving with their base, they're coming up with creative approaches and responses. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.